This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating.
Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. GMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it says it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising. And it's all down to plain bad luck.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Do you hear the sound of the bubble bursting? Or is it bubbles or bubbles? I'm not even talking economics here on the Robert Scott Bell Show tonight. At least no plan to. We're talking about medical bubbles. We're talking about vaccine bubbles. We're talking about drug bubbles. There used to be subtlety in, I guess, the illusions. You know, to be able to see through the illusions, you really had to be like the mind of John Rappaport, right, who's been writing about this stuff for decades, who can see through the language of the matrix. And it used to take just like you had to get Zen mastery to the point where you could actually see through the matrix. But now it's become so blatant, so obvious, so in your face, you don't even have to try. It's just all there. And the bubbles, they be a-bursting. What am I talking about? Well, first up tonight, I want to welcome all of you to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Next couple of hours here live on GCN, our syndicator in broadcast media. You can also go to robertscottbell.com, press play right there. Give a listen for all your friends and family that want to get plugged in to the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Also want to, heads up, Dr. Rasha Bittar is going to be with us. We're doing advanced medicine a little bit later in the show, as usual. Also, Super Don. We are a Super Don deficient show tonight. No, he's just on the road again. That's all right. He's doing his Willie Nelson impression. He's doing visiting family, heading to this, heading to there, and so he'll be good to go. So if you'd like to be part of the show and keep me company, you can do that this hour. Special access granted. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 this hour and next when Dr. Bittar is with us. And we may get you on the show if you want your voice heard out there in the world. So what is this bubble bursting more than usual? Why is it more obvious? What's going on here? Well, the first story is about Chinese clinical trials. Now, lest you think it's just China. If there's a problem over there, Robert, it's just China. Of course we expect that to happen in China. Well, the problem is, folks, a lot of the drugs you get are manufactured in China. And even more so, more alarming, more disconcerting, is that many of the vaccines on the childhood schedule of recommendation, i.e. mandate, from the CDC are also coming from China. So keep that in mind as we welcome you to this story. Headline reads, Chinese clinical trials data 80% fabricated. No, you heard that right, folks. 80%, not 8%, not 10%, not 20%, 80%. Maybe 20% are legit. Maybe. We're not even sure about that. And this is after a recent survey of these clinical trials revealed fraudulent practices on such a massive scale that you'd have to say, well, that's just the way business is done in China. Now, many of you are probably not, even shrugging, well, of course, it's China. Until you figure out most of the stuff you buy in stores is from China. Who knew the drugs? Who knew the vaccines as well? Now, Chinese Food and Drug Regulator, their version of the FDA, carried out this one-year review of clinical trials.
And that's where they came up with this 80% fabricated. You're like, dude, come on, 80%? Isn't that a little bit of an exaggeration? And as you read through this article, they go down at the end and they say, you know what? We don't think this 80% figure is overstated at all. It's not really. This is what we get. 8 out of every 10 clinical trials, we can say, are completely fraudulent, faulty, and unreliable. Except that you can rely on them to be false and faulty and not factually accurate. And, you know, here's where subtlety is breaking down. Now, if we step back from that and look into the United States and we go, all right, let's put up the mirror on clinical trials. Let's put up the mirror on peer-reviewed literature in the Journal of the American Medical Association, in the New England Journal of Medicine. Go over to Great Britain and look at The Lancet. And we find that the editors of all three of those major top-flight journals have said similar, that they don't know what is legitimate. It's hard to determine, maybe impossible to determine, what is legitimate science that we're publishing in our journals. So this is not just a Chinese problem, just to make you feel good about yourself. Oh, we're not China. No, we could be worse, because here we're under the illusion that we're not China, that corruption doesn't go that deep, that our politicians, our bureaucrats at the CDC would never take money or the promise of cushy retirement or big-time jobs with six- and seven-figure salaries. Julie Gerberding, formerly of the CDC, never do that. There is no revolving door between the bureaucratic oligarchy at FDA and CDC and the pharmaceutical industry they are deigned to regulate, or, in the case of CDC, become the marketing arm for, in the case of vaccinations. Scandal. Is it a scandal, or is it just business as usual? They call it a result of breach of duty by supervision departments and malpractice by pharmaceutical companies, intermediary agents, and medical staff. That's according to the SFDA in China. This is huge, folks. I don't know. Where do you go from here? It's just China. No, it's not just China. It's happening here every day. Wait till I get to some news from the CDC about another whistleblower in there talking about Zika and Zika tests. That's coming up. You can check it out. Links are up in the show notes, by the way, thanks to Captain Morgan. That's at robertscottbell.com. And this week, I hope to see you in St. Petersburg, Florida. Depending on where the hurricane's going, this thing is churning up through between Jamaica, Haiti, and Cuba. It's supposed to hit the Bahamas and maybe skirt Florida. We don't know what's going to happen. So we might be dodging some storms over the next few days. We'll let you know as we go here. But I still hope to see you in St. Petersburg, Florida. And that's the 7th, 8th, and 9th of October coming up for the Homeoprophylaxis Conference. Florida residents get a 30% discount. Go back to yesterday's show. Healthy Florida, I believe it is the code, all lowercase. And you can get 30% off your, registration to be there. So I hope to see you in St. Pete this weekend. Ty Bollinger will be there with me. You definitely want to be there. So the review looked at data from 1,622 clinical trial programs of new pharmaceutical drugs awaiting regulator approval for mass production. And this is according to the Economic Information Daily newspaper. And again, result is 80% of the applications for mass production of new drugs have been canceled. Thank the Lord for the daytime. Huh? The light finally shined on it. Companies were suspected of deliberately hiding or deleting records of adverse effects and tampering with data that did not meet expectations. Once again, China, America. China, America. Let's go to our own CDC. What does the CDC whistleblower, William Thompson, say? Well, we deliberately hid data. We deleted data of adverse effects, meaning the link between the MMR vaccine and autism. They tampered with data that did not meet what they wanted to communicate to the rest of the world about the safety of vaccines. This is not a Chinese story, yet the story originates in China. What I'm saying to you is that it's no longer subtle. It's no longer, I wonder if. It's right out there in the open for anybody who has the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and the heart to truly care about the kids and adults who are being slaughtered at pharmaceutical edicts and necessity to sell you products that don't work. That's the worst they would do, is not work. But in combination with not working, they're likely to kill you. They're likely to be deadly. As we've learned, the third leading cause of death in America, pharmaceutical drugs approved by the FDA. This clinical data fabrication, according to the paper, quoting an unnamed hospital chief, said that clinical data fabrication is an open secret even before this inspection report came out. They all know what's going on. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more, pass the hat, drop the coins in, and you can have whatever you want. And again, this is what, they, you know, you go to these private companies to do clinical trials for you, and now you're paying because it's not the government, right? The company's paying. And they're investing hundreds of thousands to millions to tens of millions or more, and they want an outcome that is going to return on the investment. That's not going to be very independent because they darn for sure need it. And if that clinical trial company starts delivering results that are negative, the word's going to get out and no other company will seek out their services. No, no, don't go to that clinical trial company. They have integrity. They'll actually publish the results that they find, even if they're not favorable to your drug. And remember, the top flight research journals, peer-reviewed publication journals, are also acknowledging that they're publishing the favorable stuff, not the negative stuff. We've covered things like that. Here's a secondary story, but equally important. 1,500 common medical practices categorized as having unknown effectiveness. Once again, am I tilting at windmills here? What have I been saying for how many years? Remember, the use of over-the-counter pills, harmless, like ibuprofen, can be deadly. Prescription pills, deadly, like Vioxx. They only find out after they approve them because they approve them on a scam. And then they withdraw them after how many 50,000, 100,000 people had heart attacks, how many of them died. Go through this story. Analysis by the British Medical Journal Clinical Evidence of 3,000 common medical practices categorized half. 1,500 is having unknown effectiveness. 3% is likely to be ineffective or even harmful. Only a third were maybe beneficial or likely to be beneficial. Folks, the world is not what you were raised to believe it is. They are lying to you. If it's said by government to be red, it's probably black or white or blue. You better figure this out, because when they tell you it's something, it's likely the opposite. Now, when you realize that, it's actually a good thing, because you'll no longer be victimized by their entrenched pharmaceutical interests. Endocannabinoids, up next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Just you and me, kids, for this hour anyway. If you'd like to call in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Super Don's on the road, and I am here with you. We're going advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar a little later in the show, as we always do. And just a quick extension to the article about, well, out of 3,000 common medical practices, only 1,500 might be worth it. Well, 1,500, in fact, suck. They don't work. As I was trying to say, that at best they'd be harmless, but in fact, in many cases, they are very harmful. Number one on the list that you'll see in this article linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, whooping cough vaccines. Hormone replacement therapy. Y'all know about that, HRT? They say, oh, it's going to be great for women, right? It's going to protect their heart, their bones. It's going to give them cancer, in fact, increasing heart attacks and strokes. Peanut allergies caused by vaccination. Surgery for osteoarthritis of the knee. Yes, replace that knee. No, it turns out doing nothing is just as good or better. How about some arnica? How about some cannabinoids? We'll get to that in a moment. Cancer screening resulting in unnecessary interventions causing more problems and killing patients. Heart stents, very commonly used, no clear benefit. Does not reduce risk of future heart attack and may in fact cause harm by putting these strange things in your arteries. Vertebroplasty. Somebody had the great idea. Let's inject cement into fractured vertebrae, completely disallowing the normal recovery and integrity of the cells in that area. What has it done? No more effective than placebo, yet in many cases it can show it can prevent real healing of the tissue. Those are just a few. I mean, there's even more. Ear tube surgery, go on and on and on. But with that, I need to lighten it up a little bit and give you what I call our cannabis update.
Prostitute chip on the left hand side. Yeah! Prostitute chip on the left hand side. It's a
bunch. Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
On the left hand side.
Yeah, today's cannabis update, it's a good one, and it relates to something now they're calling endocannabinoid deficiency syndrome, in fact. ECB syndrome, they're calling it. You know, and I've been talking about this for years, that we're all suffering from varying degrees or levels of deficiency syndromes, right? The deficiency syndrome. Hans Selye, we talked about adaptation and the adaptation syndrome. You adapt for survival. Now, if you are lacking any key nutrient or nutrients, your body is going to start pulling them from your cells in your body, from your bones, from elsewhere, until it's exhausted itself. And then you're going to have dysfunction as you go beyond any redundant systems or alternative pathways that can be keeping you going in the presence of deficiencies. But one thing over the last 50, 60, or 70 years we haven't looked into, because we've been stymied and stifled by many industries who are threatened by cannabis, a.k.a. marijuana, we have been basically almost to the extent of the fat phobia. Maybe as bad or worse as fat phobia, we've run from cannabinoids. We have an endocannabinoid system. We can produce them endogenously, but we can also get them from exogenous sources, from food sources, from plants, and particularly from the cannabis plant. And now they're saying that endocannabinoid deficiency syndrome may be responsible for a whole host of problems. In other words, maybe almost an unlimited array of issues resulting from our fear of cannabinoids, from the suppression of access to cannabinoids. Conditions like these three, migraines, irritable bowel, and fibromyalgia, often come in clusters. If you have one of them, you might have the other two just as likely. And many of these people are getting great benefit by supplanting or supplementing with cannabinoids. Now, in most cases, well, I'd say in all cases, for those of you listening in the 50 states of these United States, you can access CBD without a doctor's prescription. And your state doesn't have to be a quote-unquote legal marijuana state, because you're getting it from the industrial hemp plant that we get our plus CBD oil from. Now, I know there are a lot of people making it too, but I want reliability, I want functionality, and I want to know what I'm getting each time. So I use the Plus CBD oil. Go to pluscbdoil.com. And you can download, get information, you can order online, and you can get 15% off because you're a listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hit the code RSB15 when you check out, and you'll get that advantage. So check it out. Endocannabinoid deficiency syndrome, now being acknowledged as a real issue, precipitating any number of painful inflammatory conditions, seizure disorders, maybe even cancer. Wow. CDC whistleblower of a different stripe coming up next.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home too. And of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on Genesis Communications Network and our broadcast affiliates around the country and around the world, too. Thank you for listening, and you can get the archives after the show's over right here in GCN, fastest place. We got them on SoundCloud, of course, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Red State Radio, UK Health Radio, and beyond. So thanks once and all. One and all, I shall say. You and me, Super D, is on the road. And we're getting ready to go to St. Pete, unless the hurricane goes straight for that, but it doesn't look like it's going there. We've got the big homeoprophylaxis conference this coming weekend. Ty Bollinger and crew will be there. We'll be videotaping some more for the truth about vaccines. I'll be interviewing some folks for some broadcasts as well, and I hope to see you there. Also, next week after that, my goodness, the big one, in Dallas, Texas, the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. And that is, again, tomorrow I'm going to let you know how you can stream it live. We'll have Ty Bollinger on, or Wednesday, one or the other, next 2 days, as soon as I'm confirmed to let you know how you can listen live or watch live wherever you are around the world, because it's sold out. So that may be the only way you can watch it, and we'll let you know about that. So take a look. Also in the show notes, it'll appear there at robertscottbell.com. You know, earlier today I was talking with a woman who was a bit frantic and disheveled would be an understatement. She was trying to deal with her yeast issues and mycoplasma and bacterial colonies, and she just rattled off all the different doctors she had seen for all these years. Now, this is the kind of patient that, and again, not really revealing any names, there's nothing that anybody would know who this person is, but she was just in trouble. Just, I've been to this, I've been to that, I've been to medical doctors, I've been to naturopathic doctors, and on it went. And I was like, man, oh man, have people gotten to the point where they just love complexity so much that they can't do anything simple? And that's a serious question. Because she said, yeah, back in the 80s, da-da-da-da. Then in the 90s, the doctors, da-da-da-da-da. And then the aughts that are doing this. So it's like every decade, it seems like the shift is on. We focus here, and then somebody else comes out with another study, we focus there. Why don't we focus on the basics all of the time? And then things don't have to necessarily change all that much. I mean, we might nuance through our experience and say, you know what, I can be more efficient, right, for me. The kind of recovery I had in when I was 24, meeting a homeopathic doctor, eventually training with him for over 10 years. But in those first two fateful years, working with him, testing homeopathy, putting it to the test in my body, cleaning up my diet, going organic, detoxing my liver, putting minerals in, supplementing, right? 2 full years of intense work to undo the allergies that I suffered the previous 24 years and much of my gastrointestinal issues, which there were many, many. And now with what I know and have written about, and I'm writing further on things like this in my next book on silver, a lot of it's in the book, the first book I did with Ty Bollinger, Unlock the Power to Heal. And it's just so basic. It's just so darn simple. I say, Robert, it can't be that simple. Why not? Why can't it be? Why does it have to be so complicated? This has been like a theme in my life. People throw at me complications, complicated ways of doing something, and I try to find a simpler way to do it. So they say, well, you're lazy. But am I? Is that the end? No, it's not really that. It's about the law of economy. It's about efficiency. It's about kung fu. It's the most out of every movement. Don't waste much. You waste a lot in the learning process, and ultimately that's not truly wasted if you learn from that what you've done. And so I talked to her about the basic, hey, have you cleaned your liver? Have you cleansed your intestinal tract with silver and aloe? Really? Yeah, I can do that. Will that work for mycoplasma, and will it break through these bacterial colonies, these biofilms? Yes, yes, as a matter of fact, it will. In fact, I'm writing about that in the book on silver. Really? Well, how come these doctors don't know about it? How come these naturopaths don't know about it? I said, I spoke at a naturopathic gastroenterology conference, and I was the only speaker the whole day that didn't talk about drugs for healing the gut. What does that tell you about naturopathy? Now, I wouldn't say that the what I call the true naturopaths, how would I say it? They call themselves maybe the real naturopaths, not the medical naturopaths. They go to medical school now, and they get so enamored with the licenses and the degrees that they have to do drugs now too. For all I know, naturopaths are injecting you with vaccines too. That's not naturopathy. It's fine if you want to do it, just don't call it naturopathy. And so my point here in bringing this all to you is, like, they complicate things. Everybody seems to want to complicate things. I want to try and simplify it. And I know some folks will say that's too simple, it can't be that simple. Like, okay, have your fun with the complicated stuff. I'm going to try and keep it simple for everyone, including and especially myself. Not that complicated, I don't think. Trying to keep it simple here. Now, this next story confuses things, because it goes to another CDC whistleblower. This whistleblower is claiming that the CDC has been using the wrong Zika test, to detect a Zika infection. This guy, Robert Lenciotti, chief of the CDC lab responsible for developing tests to diagnose viral diseases such as Zika. And he says, you know what? I've got the test. You guys are using the wrong test out there at the CDC. You're telling everybody to use the wrong test. My test is a singleplex, he says. Even though it misses some of those infections, you guys are using the trioplex because you think the Zika is similar enough to chikungunya and dengue. And so you throw them all in the mix to see if anything goes positive. But I'm here to say they're all wrong. The guy that's looking for the singleplex test and the gang that's doing the trioplex test, they're all wrong. Because in order to detect these viruses or the antibodies to these viruses, they have to obviously collect blood, right? And the problem is there are so many false positives because there are so many things that trigger positivity on these so-called viral tests. And the fact of the matter, here, let's go back to the HIV test. The HIV test, if you take the blood, not many people know this unless you've read official stories by Liam Schiff. If you take the blood of anybody on planet Earth, the most monogamous heterosexual human being on planet Earth, or let's go the most asexual human on planet Earth. And you take their blood, and all you do is you take their blood and immediately run it through an HIV test. It will test 100% positive. It will trigger 100% positivity on the HIV test. Whoa, wait a second, Robert. What do you mean? They're asexual. They've never even had sex. It's a sexually transmitted virus. How can you say that? It's not possible. It's because unless they dilute your blood ridiculously, dilute, everybody's blood triggers a positive so-called antibody test for HIV. So they dilute it, and then they go, oh, well, now it looks like we're more accurate. And then they got this housewife who is monogamous, upper middle class white lady who triggers positivity. And they ask her about her sex life, and she says, yes, I'm monogamous. My husband, we've been faithful together, we're all these years. Oh, well, then it must be a false positive. Then they give the same test to inner city black woman who's single. She has a number of kids. Maybe she's been with a few different men. And they say her positive test is definitive, and it's positive, based not on the test, but on how she answers the questionnaire or answers a verbal inquiry or interrogation from the doctor. This is the kind of accuracy you get from the CDC. This is the same CDC that lied to you about the MMR, that lies and deceives to you about the safety of vaccines. This is the same agency and agencies that are telling you the HPV shot, known as Gardasil and or Cervarix, are cancer vaccines. They are not. They have never been proven to prevent even one cancer. They are not. And even the claims that HPV causes cancer are not reliable because there's no evidence to show that they actually cause it. In fact, the opposite is true, much like Zika causing microcephaly. We covered it last week. 12,000 women infected with Zika, all pregnant. 12,000 babies, zero cases of microcephaly. I'm telling you, folks, if they say it at the CDC, believe that the opposite is true. If they say it at the FDA, believe that the opposite is true. Now, I believe that this guy, Lanciotti, talking about a whistleblower on the test that they're using for Zika, believes what he's saying. I'm not saying he's overtly lying about his test versus the other test, but I'm telling you that it's worthless from the word go. Because the Zika virus is acknowledged since 1947 to basically do nothing and no one or anyone. And then it became a crisis only after the extensive use of larvicides in South America, resulting in birth defects among the women who are drinking the water there. And the many doctors and PhDs and researchers down there who said, yes, in fact, that is the case. And then there are other considerable factors, including the DTaP vaccine that they're wanting to give during pregnancy, causing birth defects. Lack of other minerals like selenium, which, by the way, I've shown you this. Selenium, once again, to the rescue, stops viral replication. Selenium, because it normalizes all metabolic functions of the cell. Selenium deficiency can result in birth defects and microcephaly. We talk about the use of GTF chromium, whole food chromium. But now they're saying Zika might spread through sweat and tears. Blood, sweat, and tears. How about earth, wind, and fire, too, while you're at it? What else are they going to say Zika does now? It causes earthquakes. Screw fracking, it's the Zika virus. It must have somehow escaped and gotten into our fracking fluid. So Zika is now spread by fracking fluid. You see where this is going? We've got the insane inmates running the asylum at CDC claiming that Zika is the cause of everything now, so that you will acquiesce and allow them to inject you and your children and pregnant moms or moms-to-be with experimental vaccines, which are already causing birth defects. This is the world we live in. This is why voting for president, as much as you feel like it's going to make a difference, unless Donald Trump gets in and really breaks heads at the CDC and just collapses and shuts that organization down and shuts the FDA down, the agency, and turns them out to pasture or sends them to another planet. Who's funding them? You are. Who's participating in their funding? You are. Trump is proud that he paid zero in taxes. I think that's great. At least you can't blame Trump for the corruption at the CDC. His taxpayer dollars weren't used because he didn't have any. I'm actually serious. Get your liability down to zero or else they're going to use it against you.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government.
Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Know what's going to happen next. Zika. Zika will be basically claimed and blamed for everything. Everything. You think I'm kidding? At the bottom of the hour news break, caught just a brief snippet of the latest is that even if, right, because I brought out the fact that 12,000 women pregnant followed with Zika, 12,000 healthy babies, no microcephaly. Okay, explain that. Well, here's the, I've got it. It's like Flanagan. What was the guy, Tommy Flanagan? Yeah, that's the ticket. Zika causes, if there's no microcephaly, well, you just wait. It's going to cause neurological problems later. Yeah. It's now responsible for Guillain-Barré. Paralysis. MS. It's responsible for everything. It's the new AIDS, right? How do they get away with this? Because you believe in the eggheads. You believe in the white lab-coated technicians with high medical degrees spitting, whatever they're doing at you. Information that sounds technical because the words are multisyllabic and come with the veneer of Latin somewhere in them, and they're not homeopathic. So they'll sound good to you, right? Well, maybe to your friends and neighbors, but not you. You know better by now. If you've listened to the Robert Scott Bell Show for years, you can see through the lies. Of course, they say it causes Guillain-Barré. Why? Because they're covering up for vaccines. Zika is the cover story for vaccine injury. It's the new poster boy or girl, if you want to ascribe a sex to Zika, for vaccine damage, for vaccine injury. This is the way the game is played, and it's played on you, it's played on your kids, it's played on your grandkids. You are under no obligation to play nice with these bozos, because they are willing to harm you and your kids and your and grandkids, and they don't lose an ounce, a blink of sleep because they're taking the drugs like Ambien or Lunesta. Or maybe they're on heavier drugs from the street corner. I don't know. But this is serious. And I almost feel like a millennial here with this next story. I had to call up Captain Morgan to help me understand what is this diagnosis. Final story of the hour before we do some advanced medicine. A millennial diagnosed with tragic inability to even. To what? To even? What is that? And Captain Morgan says, oh, you know how the millennials, we just love to shorten things. We just see something so adorable, so cute, or so overwhelming, and we just can't even. I can't even. This woman, Chloe Kowalski, 22-year-old, torn apart Friday as the millennial barista was diagnosed with this rare disease, preventing her from having the ability to even. Where's the object of the sentence? What is it that you can't even? They can't even say. I just can't even. I can't even right now. I can't even ever, she was overheard saying through her tears. Be careful, the tears might contain Zika. We've never seen a case quite like this before, Dr. Elizabeth Eden told reporters gathered outside the clinic where Kowalski's devastating diagnosis was handed down. She goes on. She says, many millennials will experience short bouts of not being able to even for several seconds, often triggered by a cute video of a cat or another small animal, or perhaps something online that's so relatable. But Kowalski, she may never even again, at least not without assistance, according to the doctor. Reach for a comment. Kowalski, the victim here, noted that she still can't even. I seriously just can't even, you guys, she confirmed. Oh, my gosh. Are we toast or what? If the millennials can't even, just pack it in. Enjoy your life. Make jokes. Dance a lot. Eat some cannabis. Do something to enjoy your life because it's over at this point, especially since Zika is the cause for everything now. I just can't even either, but I will. With Dr. Rasha Bitar next hour, as we continue our journey into advanced medicine like nowhere else on planet Earth, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com for all of the links. The notes are up thanks to Captain Morgan. I want to see you this weekend in St. Pete, next weekend in Dallas, the weekend after that, the 20th of October in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, for the Women's Wellness Expo. I'll be keynoting. And then after that at the Hearthlight event in Gainesville, Georgia, a real good cancer charity group I want you to be a part of, and we'll be up there, Ty Mullinger and I and Paul Bertero and others. Say thanks to my sponsors. We're back after the news break. In the meantime, remember this, it's the God's honest truth, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.